Audible.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. Take a shot at an extra $200. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South, online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Introducing Now, reliable internet with unlimited data for $30 a month all in. No commitments, no hidden fees. Now that's calming. Like floating on a cloud, but not in a scary way. More like in a, this cloud is made of cotton candy and it's tasty kind of way. Ooh, that's good. Feeling calmer already. Because Now internet comes with no worries and plenty of peace of mind, knowing that you've made the best decision. Cheers to you, my friend. The choice is easy. Turn chill mode on with Now internet. Backed by the Xfinity Network. Now, excuse me, gotta run. I see a massage chair with my name on it.
Get Now internet starting at $30 a month. It's better tech at a better price and better than 5G home internet. Turn chill mode on at Xfinity.com/now. Restrictions apply. Speeds up to 100 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. Pricing subject to change.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
The NBA Finals are here, and FanDuel's giving you the chance to win alongside the champions. Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with a winning $5 bet. So take that long favorite and laugh to the bank. That's $200 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, and so much more. I certainly think the Celtics have the upper hand here. But if you want to go bet on that, there's no better place to bet on all the finals action than America's number one sports book. Just go to FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. Again, G-A-B-E-K to get started and take a shot at an extra $200. FanDuel's an official sports betting partner of the NBA and 92.9 ESPN. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have that gambling problem, do not hesitate to reach out to the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
As Tennesseans, we all see and appreciate the abundant wildlife around us and the great fishing opportunities we have across our state, thanks to your Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. I'm Don King, reminding you that none of this would have been possible without the support of hunters and anglers who have purchased licenses and paid the bills over the years. Don't forget to purchase your license this year. It's a great investment in Tennessee's wildlife future.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimples.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bang on Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. We discover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Computer Love by Zapp and Roger, in honor of the city of Memphis. And it's Sudden Love Affair with Supercomputer.
I wasn't even going to ask you about it, Chris. Do you have any thoughts on this matter, this news?
I think it all bears scrutiny. It's potentially a very good thing, but I think it all bears scrutiny. I'm reading, I think, Sam Hardiman's story today about the water and electrical stuff. It seems to me that the facility to turn wastewater into coolant instead of just using the aquifer, that seems really important and not, well, I guess, just an idea to be floated, but something that needs to be stipulated in writing as part of an agreement. I do think Memphis tends to not pay enough attention to water as a resource. It's probably the single greatest resource the city of Memphis has is its water. And so I would be concerned about that. But, you know, I would say, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic about the whole thing. But I also remember when, like, Elon Musk's brother came to town and was going to revolutionize Memphis and everyone fell all over themselves about him, and that amounted to nothing.
It's I literally mentioned that in the open. I introduced Kimball Musk at a TEDx event, and he was going to revolutionize agriculture. And honestly, he also had the restaurant out there at Shelby Farms. And if you talk to anyone who dealt with any, it was a complete, it wasn't just amounted to nothing. People got stuck with things. Like, it was not a, it was now Elon right. Musk is not Kimball Musk. And so, I was celebrating, but I'm with you. There are reasons also to be careful and to be wary amidst all the good optimism. All right. Let's see. We got other breaking news today. That news is Danny Hurley may be headed to the Los Angeles Lakers. As someone who wishes nothing but ill on the Los Angeles Lakers and who likes to taunt Bob Mayer, Lakers fan, how is this going to play in your taunting of Bob Mayer? How do you feel this is going to be for the Lakers?
That's a big splashy thing. I'm not sure if it's a great idea for either party. I don't know. I mean, obviously being the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers is a lucrative and prestigious opportunity, but I don't know about the shelf life of being the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. It has not been very strong of late. Dan Hurley is clearly a great college basketball coach and a great runner of a college basketball program. He's really got it humming at UConn. You know, does he enjoy that or not enjoy that? Some of these guys want to get out of college because they don't want to mess with it. It doesn't seem like that to him. Maybe it is. If it is, then more power to you. But if it's not, I don't know, man. Though you can go be head coach of the Lakers for like a year and a half, or you could like be at UConn as long as you want, it seems to me.
Yeah, I sort of I don't think it's... I mean, we were asking if, from a Grizzlies perspective, if you just wish ill on the Lakers, is this something to be fretful about? And coaches just don't seem to make that much of a difference. You've talked about this extensively.
You can't control an NBA team the way you control a college basketball program right. When you're a head coach. And so, yeah, I don't... The translation from great college basketball coach and great leader of a college basketball program to a great NBA head coach is not a direct line whatsoever.
It's interesting because people, like, in terms of looking at college coaches who've done well in the NBA or whether they've done well, you had Billy Donovan has done fine. You've had others who've been disasters. The Brad Stevens thing is interesting, though, because obviously he's really seems like he's had more success as a program builder than he did as a coach, although he was a good coach. But some of that is... Let's focus on bringing a really smart guy into the organization and good things will ultimately happen. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe this is looking at life LeBron. Let's bring this smart guy in here and, you know, what do you make of the Brad Stevens experience in Boston?
I mean, to the degree I can judge Brad Stevens and Dan Hurley, and it's from a distance in both cases.
Right.
They're different personality-wise, at least in terms of their public projection, right? Like, Brad Stevens is sort of more of a... I'm not saying that Dan Hurley is not as smart or as, you know, wonky internally as right. Brad Stevens. But Brad Stevens projects a kind of wonkiness and a kind of, like, calm, wonky demeanor, which right. seems to fit a front office person.
Yeah.
And Dan Hurley projects more of a gruff, blustery, like, you know, swaggering kind of personality, which fits a college head coach.
Right.
And so I'm not saying he couldn't be as effective as Brad Stevens and other kinds of roles. I don't know the guy, right. but they seem like they're different kind of people to me.
One certainly presents as cool and one presents as hot. There's no question, at least in that respect. All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. You have a piece up, and I don't know when this went up. So I've been out of circulation.
Sometime during the day. I finished it at like noon yesterday.
Okay. So you did not talk about this. And it was, it's a piece about what are we to make of these two teams that are in the finals, and indeed the recent trend of teams that make it to the finals or win the championships, and how that pertains to the Grizzlies. What did you discover?
Well, there's a lot of stuff there. I mean, what I start with is looking up and seeing the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals representing the West. A Dallas Mavericks team that, you know, was the fifth seed in the conference, that is in the Grizzlies' own division, that no one really thought of as a classic NBA Finals kind of team, and slowly they're there. And does that represent that this season was sort of a missed opportunity for the Grizzlies? And I think it does. Which is not to say that if everything went right for the Grizzlies, they would be in the finals, but maybe they could have been, just right. like Minnesota could have been, and Denver could have been, and OKC could have been. Like, I think there is a moment of opportunity for a team that is not traditionally structured the way we used to think about it. And this season was part of that moment, and the hope for the Grizzlies has to be that next year and then the year after that moment extends. I think it probably does. And so on one hand, the era of the dynasties and the super teams and like the dominant forces seems to be over, at least for now, on hiatus at least, and that presents opportunity for the Grizzlies. You know, you've had this will be six different teams in a row win a title. One of the things I pointed out is that there are many fewer, on average, all NBA players on title teams than there were, you know, a decade ago. The average has been just above one. The only team, if you include whoever wins this year, Celtics or Mavs, the only team of the past six that's won a title with more than one all NBA player that season is going to be the Lakers with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. The other five are going to be teams with one all NBA player, and that's it.
That's amazing.
Let me stop there real quick.
Just to, in terms of what you were talking about, the before you move on to the, in terms of this era of opportunity, this moment of opportunity, it is interesting because it could close, right? Like it could be that San Antonio emerges as a juggernaut or that Oklahoma City emerges as a juggernaut. It is this moment, but we really have no idea. Like it's possible that this was the moment. Seems unlikely.
It is possible.
I
think it's hard to look at the framework of the league and think about what can change in the next 3 months.
Right.
That's going to alter that next season.
Yep.
But who says it doesn't alter the year after that or the year after that? So I think this is an opportunity that may be short-lived. I feel pretty comfortable that opportunity will extend into next season. But beyond next season, all bets are off. And that's why I think, you know, the time is now for the Memphis Grizzlies.
And then in terms of what you were so the number was that of these past championship teams, again, it's if you start in 2019, with it was Toronto, then the Lakers, then the Bucks, then the Warriors, then the Nuggets, and then to be determined. But those previous ones, past five, they had an average of 1.2 All-NBA players. And the previous 10 years to that, an average of 1.8 All-NBA players. Again, you can read this in Chris's piece up at the Daily Memphian. That is fairly striking. You do wonder, is that a product?
That may not sound like a big difference. It's that big. Actually is quite a big difference, yes.
Is it a product of the new financial system? Is it a product, like, you wonder of injury? You wonder what, it, like, is this the NBA, you know, created this new world of parity?
I think it's probably primarily a product of the financial changes to try to prevent those kind of teams. It may also be a product of the generation of stars. We sort of talked about this early in the playoffs, about these different generations of stars and sort of the generational change. I think the generation of stars that's in their prime now are just not as magnetic as the ones before. And so I don't think you've had players going all out to get to pair with Jokic and Giannis and Embiid the way players went all out to try to pair with LeBron and Steph, and in case Steph and Durant paired with each other and that kind of thing. So I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
There's just there's not a bit as magnetic.
Interesting.
Maybe Wimby changes that.
So, and there's been some that, you know, obviously Lillard goes to Milwaukee, but even he didn't really want to go. He didn't want to go there. He wanted to go to Miami, right?
There
have been certain examples of it. Okay. But then, in this world of you don't need multiple all-stars, you then stumbled upon another phenomenon, which you do seem to need one transcendent star.
This is going to be the test. And maybe this seems like a fine distinction, like to say that Luka Doncic is a tier one and Jason Tatum's a tier two. That may seem a fine distinction to people. I think if you look at their resumes, it's a fine distinction. To me, if you use your eyes and watch basketball, it's not. There is a difference. And I think Luka is on the level of, I'm not saying if he's as good, but he is. If you draw a line, you get to be on one side of the line or the other. Luka's on the side of the line where LeBron James and Kevin Durant and Giannis and Jokic and Steph Curry are. And Jason Tatum's on the side of the line where Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Ja Morant are. And the one thing that hasn't changed is the team that holds up the Larry Bryan trophy at the end's got one of the dudes above that line. And this series will be a test to that.
And looking at the last five, it's Kawhi, LeBron, Giannis, Curry, Jokic. They all have had a player who at that moment may well have been the best player in the world, right?
That could make a real case for that.
Yeah, and
Luka is that player, but Luka can make a case for that.
Right.
Even if the Celtics sweep the Mavericks, you can't really make a case that Jason Tatum's the best player in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so then and then beyond this, you went and looked at where is – what do the Grizzlies have in Ja Morant? They don't have one of those guys. What do they have? Historically speaking,
they got a guy who's, I think, on par, who's a second tier guy, but a high second tier guy, a guy who's on the same par. He hasn't had the opportunities to stay him, hasn't been on as good of a team. But if you look at his job rants playoff numbers compared to Jason Tatum and the guys who now consider better than him, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, they're very comparable playoff performances in their careers to this point. They're fairly comparable in terms of, like, you know, where they've gotten in terms of all NBA MVP relatively. I mean, Ja got detoured, but Ja was made second team All-NBA. He finished seventh in the MVP ballot. That's the same general kind of, like, middle-of-the-pack elite player kind of thing. And, like, one of the things I point out, and this is a little bit of, like, you know, stat spelunky and I criticize at times, but it is real. Like, Ja Morant has had enormous playoff games at a very young age in a way that very few people ever have.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting because it is – Is Anthony Edwards funny? John Hollinger wrote a piece. Anthony Edwards is really good. Is he good enough? Like, is he?
Yeah.
Is he? And it's a
100%.
He's on the other right now. Anyway, I know people wanted to move him to this side of the line, but he's still on the other side of the line. All right. In terms of tonight's series, the series begins tonight. Do you obviously the Celtics are favored, and for good reason?
I mean, the Celtics have been. I don't know about good reason. I think you can debate yourself on either side of this, but. The Celtics, everything except for the fact that, like, Dallas has that guy and Boston doesn't, points to Boston. They've dominated the league start to finish. They won the East by 14 games. They were, I think, top three on both sides of the ball. Yes, they haven't been tested in the playoffs, but whatever. You win the games in front of them, they have not been tested, right? Everything suggests Boston is the better team, but Dallas actually fits the profile of recent title winners more than Boston does. The recent profile of title winners isn't you were a dominant regular season team. It was that you were in the contending class of regular season teams and you got that dude. And like Dallas fits that more. So I don't know. I do favor Boston, but I don't. It's sort of like that Minnesota-Dallas series. Like I don't take it for granted that Boston's going to win this.
Is there a matchup or a strategic question that particularly intrigues you?
I'll be interested to see how Boston has more tools defensively than probably any other team in the league. Minnesota, I know, was first defense. I think Boston was second. But Boston's got four great perimeter defenders. And now that they have Porzingis back, they got a 7-3 guy in the back of that. I'll be interested to see how Boston chooses to set up its defense against Luka and Kyrie and sort of how they deal with that. You know, both sides of the court are going to matter, but that's probably the most interesting thing at first. Like, are you using Drew Holiday to try to take out Kyrie Irving? Are you putting, a bigger guy, Jaylen Brown or whatever on Luka? Are you going to try to do the thing with Porzingis where you don't put him on their center, but you hide him on a lower usage guy? You're trying to, A, let him roam defensively, and, B, keep him out of, pick-and-roll switches? I'll be interested to see how Boston sort of tries to set up against Luka.
I would imagine they'll start Jaylen Brown on Luka, Drew Holiday on Kyrie, and then, as you point out, Porzingis on whatever, on PJ Washington, right? And not have him fret, not have him worry about Gaffer. All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey, one of the things I do on this radio show, one of the various things I do on this radio show, one of them is not making picks. No one wants to hear my picks. But you bet. You wager. You're a prognosticator. Do you have thoughts on this series? Are you going to be wagering on this series?
So the way that I'm probably not, because I mean I may go game to game, but when you look at it in these terms to me, if you take the top nine players, seven are on Boston.
Okay. And the best one's on Dallas.
The best one is
you
on
can
Dallas.
You wouldn't argue that the best player is Kyrie. He's not. I'm trying to think who's next. Would you put Jason Tatum in the same bucket, or would you put Tatum 2?
So I would put Tatum 2
and then
probably Kyrie 3.
Brown, but then it's Celtics.
Correct. And so does just having the best player matter that much? I mean, that's kind of the hesitation I've had is it feels like the pricing for the Mavericks the entire playoffs has kind of been off, and I just wonder if they haven't adjusted. But I still lean, in the end, if you're saying I have to bet this series, I'm betting the Celtics to win.
Okay. We are going to take a break, and then we are going to come back, and we are going to play Righter Than Right trivia. You have to either best Jeffrey, right? Good luck with that. Kevin Cerita is going to join us. Or you have to play honorably. You should be able to manage that. And if you can manage that, or if you can best Jeffrey, you will get two lawn tickets to Dierks Bentley tonight at Live at the Garden. That's the first Live at the Garden concert of the season, of the series, tonight. Also, two passes to 901 Wrestling Show this Saturday. At least that's what it says on my sheet, Jeffrey.
Sorry, it's next Saturday.
It's next Saturday. Okay. So, fabulous prizes. If you're free tonight, call in Best Jeffrey or go ahead and just play honorably. The phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. I missed 3 days earlier this week, so we'll take caller number 3 in celebration of my new sloth. 445-0929, 445-0929. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2024 Touchdown Club of Memphis. Next speaker on Monday, June 10th, Cole Kublik, ESPN and SEC college football analyst. At the Hilton Memphis at 5:30. That's Monday, June 10th, Cole Kublik. More at 92.9ESPN.com. Hit the page for ticket information and more. Benefiting La Bonner Children's Hospital. Sponsored by 92.9 FM ESPN. The 2024 Speaker Series with the Touchdown Club of Memphis featuring Cole Kublik. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's. Save $40 on select 5-gallon HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, like Weather Shield, Showcase, or Ceiling Paint. Plus, save $10 on drywall PVA primer. And get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows paint. Lowe's knows pros. Offers valid through 6/14. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
For those who push the boundaries and know no barriers, the wake up at nooners and dessert before dinner eaters, the jackpot dancers and sequined pantsers, the risk takers and heartbreakers, the hapless, the rogue, and the hopeless romantics, our time has come. Play bold at the new Southland Casino Hotel, just 7 minutes from downtown Memphis. Plan your stay at southlandcasino.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Kevin Cerrito, impresario of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. I like to call him the Gigafactory of Compute. Also a trivia maestro. Kevin, how are you?
I'm liking my new nickname that I have. We're lucky that we get to host trivia and bingo at some cool places all around town. Mm-hmm. Like we've been at Graceland, the Summer Drive-In, of course. Mm-hmm. During the peak of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's National Summer Drive-In Day. I mean, it's National Drive-In Movie today too.
So. Oh, is it? What? Yeah, head on out to the movies. I am one of the few people in America, probably, I've seen both Garfield and Furiosa.
Wow.
They're both worth going to see. So head on out to your neighborhood, Malco, with the drive-in, which is open 7 days a week right now. Because it is summertime. But we started hosting trivia this week, and we will have bingo coming up later on this summer. We have a special summer series happening at IKEA. Yeah, that's right. We're playing trivia at IKEA at the restaurant there in the middle of the store.
Wow,
we're giving
about
away
meatballs. Yeah, that's amazing. What are you giving away?
We're giving away gift cards. Bingo is going to be the last Monday of the month this summer, and we're going to give away as is items as well. So you can go into IKEA and enjoy some food if you want, and definitely some free bingo. So you can sign up and win some as is items and gift cards when you play. So trivia once a month, bingo once a month. We had trivia last night. We'll be back on July 10th for trivia, but the whole schedule's up at CerritoEntertainment.com. Make sure you RSVP for these events coming up at IKEA. So we usually don't have to sign up for our stuff, but IKEA,
you do.
You need to due to limited seating.
All right. Jeffrey, do we have a contestant?
We do indeed, Jeff. Let's welcome Caleb to the program.
Welcome to the program. I'm going to turn matters over to Kevin Cerrito. He will walk you through how this works.
We have a huge prize pack today, Jeffrey, right? It's another
big one. Indeed, we do. We have two tickets to go see Dierks Bentley tonight. That's live at the Garden, as well as two passes to not this Saturday, but next Saturday's 901 Wrestling Show, compliments of Cerrito Entertainment.
Yes, 901 Wrestling, more in 2024 has been what we've been saying, and we got two shows a month this summer. June 15th is the next show. It's family night. We will have cousins wrestling each other in a Falls Count Anywhere match, Jeffrey. In the main event, it's cousin versus cousin, Falls Count Anywhere in the main event on family night, where kids 12 and under will get free pictures in the ring. Tickets at 901wrestling.com. All right. It's been a while. I think it's been all of 2024 here since we have played this special edition. We're going hard today.
Yeah.
It's hard questions. They've been asking for it. The people want to hear it. We've got hard questions that have been asked over the past month or so here during trivia, and I'm going to be asking them here on the radio today. My team of hosts document what's been the hardest for teams, and I will ask some of those questions here this morning. Caleb, your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you'll win. Of course, you just got to play fair. And who knows what's going to happen? It's been a while since we've done hardest questions. So Jeffrey usually loses more so on the easy questions. So you're going to get a choice of two categories. Like always, whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. And you can steal once and he can steal once. So we're going to start with your categories around the world or around the World Wide Web.
Let me do around the world.
All right, fill in the blank. The lowest natural point on Earth is called the blank deep. The lowest natural point on Earth is called the blank deep.
Bella?
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, do you know?
I do not.
What was the word that Caleb said? The what deep?
Did you say Bella?
I don't know. What's
the Bella deep? Oh,
yeah.
I thought he said the hella deep. That'd be hella deep. That would be the deepest part. Okay, but
yes. It is hella deep.
Living up to its reputation, living up to its name, this contest, what is it seems hard. What is the deepest part?
The lowest natural point on Earth is the Challenger Deep, what it's called. The Challenger Deep. Yeah. Tough question. Tough question. Jeffrey, you're going around the World Wide Web, which I know is a place you travel to quite often. In 2018, people were hopping out of slowly moving cars and making videos of themselves dancing alongside in what Drake-inspired challenge?
Oh, God.
It's a Drake-inspired challenge on the internet back in 2018. You had to hop out of a slowly moving car. I remember this happening. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
We do not advocate that for doing the stunt or playing trivia, which sometimes we do have people playing trivia on this show who are hopping out of slowly moving cars, bro.
What is that stupid thing called?
So you're telling me it's a Drake-inspired challenge. Do you remember it?
I kind of remember the videos. I'm just going to say ghost riding, but it's wrong.
That is wrong. Caleb, do you want us to use the steal or save it?
I want to save my steal.
All right. It was back in 2018, it was the In My Feelings Challenge.
Mm.
In My Feelings Challenge. I'm going to look that up again today.
As you look at these questions, the hardest questions, what percentage of hit did we have on these questions among the very smart? And these are teams of people who were playing trivia and still couldn't get them. Do you know the hit rate on these?
The Challenger Deep was very, very hard, and we had a very low percentage of anybody getting that one. If you got some Drake fans and some
maybe
TikTok
the In My Feelings
fans,
Challenge. All right. Onward we go. Back to Caleb.
Money or animals, Caleb?
Let me do animals.
What mythical creature was thought to be a natural enemy of the lion and so has become a symbol of Scotland in response to England's lion symbol?
Oh, natural enemy of the lion.
It's a mythical creature.
Mythical creature, dragon?
Dragon is incorrect. Jeffrey, do you know? The symbol of Scotland. A symbol of Scotland, not necessarily the. Gonna steal Jeffrey?
It's a magical creature, correct?
Yeah, it's mythical, yeah.
Doesn't have to be magical.
I'm gonna steal.
It's mythical, not magical.
I'm gonna go with the unicorn.
The unicorn is correct.
Yes.
The unicorn is a symbol of Scotland.
It could hold up. Could hold up in this particular
this
quiz.
This is a grind. So
every
this is a
run,
grinded
every
out.
Run you get is a big one. Yeah. All right. Jeffrey takes the lead.
It's a big score. Yeah. The natural enemy of the lion is the unicorn. That is why they don't have unicorns at the Memphis Zoo, because they have the lions, and it would just be a mess.
Right. Okay.
Money for you, Jeffrey. The fiscal year of the U.S. government begins in which month? See, these were a little bit easier, Hawkins. These were people who got these a little bit more so, but they were on a harder scale. The fiscal year of the U.S. government begins in which month?
Oh, God.
This is for Jeffrey.
Oh, your taxes. Oh, boy. I'm going to say... Oh, God. My guess... between two. I'll say May.
May is not correct. Caleb, do you want to steal now or later?
Steal later. I have no idea.
The fiscal year of the U.S. government begins in October. Well, ask Fishman why that is. I have no idea. All right. Four-letter words or five-letter words, Caleb?
Four-letter words.
Four-letter words. What is the name for the indention on the bottom of a wine bottle? It's a four-letter word that starts with the letter P.
The indention on the bottom of
the indentation in the bottom. At the bottom of a wine bottle.
Oh my!
Starts with the letter P. It's a four-letter word.
Oh my! Oddly, four letters.
Two words.
Two words. Yes.
I don't know. Let's go. Peel.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey has stolen already,
correct.
So you're going to punt this one. And that's the answer, punt. P-U-N-T. P-U-N-T. It's called the punt.
It's called the punt.
Who knew? Not many people, but we're all learning it this morning here on 92.9 ESPN. Five-letter words for you, Jeffrey. It's a five-letter word. A little bit longer answer, so it should be harder than the four-letter word, right? What type of puzzle uses pictures and letters that, when pronounced together, create a word or phrase? What type of puzzle uses pictures and letters that, when pronounced together, create a word or phrase? This is a five-letter word.
I'm going to say print.
That is incorrect. We've got Caleb waiting to steal maybe later.
Yeah, how many rounds are there? I want to make sure I have.
What are we up to?
You can even steal the final question.
You got this one and one more. What are we up to? Is this the end of regulation?
Yeah, you got two more questions each coming up. So.
Two more each.
He's going to save it. Rebus is the answer. Rebus.
Of course.
Puzzle. R-E-B-U-S. Of course. Yes, of course. So we go to final categories and regulation. Musicals or reality TV?
Musicals.
Turned into a film in 2021, what musical starts off with a teenager with a broken arm whose therapist suggests he write letters to himself?
Oh, my.
It was turned into a film in 2021.
Pick the right category, though, I think.
With a teenager with a broken arm whose therapist suggests he writes letters to himself.
These are humbling questions. These are humbling questions.
I don't think
I've known one. I might have guessed unicorn.
I'm pretty sure I know this one.
Jeffrey knows this one.
So it's smart to pick this one.
You better nail this one.
Because I'm not going to know reality TV.
He's ready to pounce.
I don't know it. Let's say, I don't know, Bohemian Rhapsody. I know that came out in 2021. I don't know.
Jeffrey is already using his steal.
Yeah,
which is why we have a 1-0. Is it 1-0 contest right now? Yeah. Jeffrey, what'd you guess?
I believe that is Dear Evan Hansen.
That is correct. Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen. Two to nothing.
Defensive maneuver there. Reality TV, Jeffrey. Okay. Sir, it's S-U-R, is the name of a restaurant in the TV show Vanderpump Rules. The R stands for restaurant. What do the other letters stand for? Sir, S-U-R, is the name of a restaurant in the TV show Vanderpump Rules. The R stands for restaurant. What do the other letters stand for? Taking a break from current events this week. Take a look at some of the hardest questions. Might be another 6-month break before we do it again.
Let's see.
These are hard.
They're L.A.
R is for restaurant. Wondering if Caleb is a Vanderpump Rules fan. Are you, Caleb?
We're going to have to call time here, Jeffrey, if you don't. I'm going to say a question. Answer.
My wife watches it, but I have no idea.
I'm going to say
he has no idea either.
Yeah, no clue.
No clue.
It would be Sexy Unique.
Of course.
It is a Sexy Unique restaurant.
All right, this gets us to the final round, blessedly. Jeffrey leads 2-0.
It's 1-0.
He only got the lowest scoring game of the year.
So. 1-0, and he will be wagering his 1 point. And I win, right? How are we going to do this? Well, no, he could steal.
Well, we typically gift the 1 point.
He can steal your thing, right?
Yeah.
We'll play. People get mad when we don't ask all the questions.
All right.
Let's have Caleb just see if he can feel better about himself. Give Caleb a question or worse. Go ahead.
Our final category is authors. Mm-hmm. Do you want question A or B?
You know, let's go A.
A. What judge with a rhyming name on the Great British Bake Off published the Baking Bible in 2009?
Thanks for playing, Caleb. You've been really you have played honorably. Maybe the most honorable performance. Let's give Jeffrey
the worst
his.
I've ever done in trivia.
Let's give Jeffrey.
What's the answer?
What's the hardest questions we've asked in the past?
What's the answer?
Mary Berry.
Okay.
Author of the Baking Bible.
And just because people get mad when we don't see this through, give Jeffrey his question so he can miss that one.
He could steal. Jeffrey misses. He could
That's
steal
true.
And tie the game.
He could tie.
But
the
he
game.
Already missed the question.
That's okay. But you can get yours. You can steal yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, if Jeffrey misses,
is he negative
he
one or is
he can steal? No, he's at zero. He's just at zero. He didn't have anything to wager. He's at zero. You're at one.
But then I would
all
lose.
All he can do is tie.
No, then I would lose. He would get a point because if you're saying he can't,
oh yeah, you would lose
zero.
A point and he would gain a point. Yes. It's rare the steal happens at this point.
Oh,
in
that's
the game,
true. You're right. He can beat you.
Well, he could win still here. This is exciting.
This is suddenly this has become much more exciting. Caleb, aren't you excited? I'm excited. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, it's one of those college basketball games. It's a college basketball game where everybody misses
Jeffrey's like
shot.
Luke over there.
No, this is like I won a game of 21, and then he gets to say next shot wins.
He didn't have anything to wager. What was he supposed to do?
Well, he's over.
Let's go. Go ahead. Let's go. Hit it.
Beside of paradise.
I'm the ruler here. I'm the Elon Musk of this show. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, The Side of Paradise is a lesser-known novel by what famous author who was given the name Francis Scott Key at birth, but significantly abbreviated the name as an adult?
Francis Scott Fitzgerald.
That is correct!
Look at that! All that whining, Jeffrey, and you still triumph.
Hey,
that's the first one everybody knew. Everyone can feel good about themselves now. And now you're going to let him go to Dierks Bentley? All right, Caleb, for suffering through this humiliation, you're going to Dierks Bentley. Thanks for playing. We appreciate it. And I don't blame you for missing all those. I would have missed every single one of them, too. Kevin, where do people find out where you'll be with somewhat easier trivia when they wish to play?
Yeah, those are the questions on the hardest end, spread out throughout the entire month on different days, because we are playing trivia now Tuesday through Thursday, somewhere in Memphis, Midtown, Downtown, Northern Mississippi. You can find us, CerritoEntertainment.com, to get the schedule. And come join us also, now at IKEA for the summer here, for the summer months. So check out CerritoEntertainment.com.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Kevin. All right, Jeffrey wins again, despite the trials of that particular
contest. That was going to be like a next shot wins.
By the way, it's Dierks Bentley tonight at Live in the Garden, and it is Michael Allen has been director of the Memphis Botanic Garden for 7.5 years. And this is his finale as the director of the Memphis Botanic Garden, and so congratulations to him. That concert series has really emerged as a... as an annual tradition.
Summer staple, yeah.
Don't you think so? A summer staple?
Absolutely.
Part of who we are. So congratulations to him and for the good work he has done on behalf of the city. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South, online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices, with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So the Jeffrey was, well, we were just talking about this during the break. College football playoff TV schedule. You think basically this wasn't any news. It was packaged as news, Jeffrey. We saw this yesterday. I simply want to ask whether on December 20th or 21st, we here in Memphis will be locked in to watching a first-round football game. That's when it's going. So Friday, I guess, or whatever, December 20th, what day of the week is that?
That is a Friday. The first day is
Friday. That's an 8 p.m. game. That's Eastern. So 7 p.m. here.
Correct. My guess is
Saturday, we got a full noon Eastern, 4 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern. We got three first-round games. Wonder who the Memphis Tigers will be playing.
So if the Tigers are playing, I believe they will be playing one of the TNT games. Because I think that's where they're going to stick the whoever the G5 champion is
in one of the TNT games.
Correct, because those are the games that are going up directly head to head with the NFL.
All right, so give me the best. Who do you want Memphis to play? Give me the team that could be the best fraudulent team that Memphis could match up against. Looking ahead to this college football season,
the problem is. I think
you got to be the best fraudulent team.
The problem is you're going to be playing.
Right, you could be.
You're probably the fraudulent team is going to be whoever wins the
best SEC team or something like that.
It's like
right?
It's who the fraudulent team would be. Whoever wins the Big 12 or whoever wins the ACC.
Right,
likely.
Right,
and so whoever
but it's not going to be that because they're going to be a top seed.
Right, so
they're not going to be fraudulent because the four top seeds will all have to. The four top seeds.
Right.
This is the problem that group of five team is going to have. Whoever, if it's Memphis or someone else, the four top seeds have to be conference champion.
Correct.
And so Memphis could very well be playing the second-best SEC team.
Right. You could be playing Georgia. You could be playing Texas. You could be playing Alabama.
Georgia. You could literally be playing at Athens.
Right.
Knock yourself out.
Go get them.
At Texas.
Correct.
Knock yourself out.
Or, I mean, I suppose you could be playing at Michigan. The other possibility would be if Notre Dame... If Notre Dame ends, because Notre Dame would not be a conference champion either. If Notre Dame has a 11-1, 12-0 season, they would be the fifth seed. So you could technically be playing at Notre Dame.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun, and also like I'd rather play
still iconic, right? And you'd rather play
I'd
rather play them than Georgia.
Yes,
absolutely. So there you go. A lot of NFL stuff happened, Jeffrey, and I don't know how much you talked about it when I was away. The Justin Jefferson deal for massive money, I think makes sense for the Vikings. Now the nice thing is they don't have a quarterback to pay. Right?
Well, I think it makes sense that it's a 4-year deal because if McCarthy's a hit, that's when you're going to have to start doing the extension.
I wondered in all this receiver stuff, and now we have what's going on in Dallas.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb needs a new deal. We got Cincinnati. Jamar Chase needs a new deal. San Francisco, Brandon Ayuk. Like, what's going to happen out there? So, in all of this, to me, the one that looks most suspect is the Jaylen Waddle deal, right? Except, I just wonder, are they bait? Because there you have a situation where you're going to have to pay the quarterback. They're going to pay Tua, it feels like. You've already paid Tyreek, and now you're playing Jaylen Waddle. Like, isn't what's going to happen there? Tyreek Hill, I think, has 1 year left. Isn't what's going to happen there, they're just going to let him walk? The reason they paid Waddle isn't so they could have Waddle and Hill for the next 3 or 4 years. It's they're going to have Waddle and Hill this year. Tua's deal is going to kick in, and at that point, Tyreek Hill, they're going to let him, they're going to assume that he's going to be losing some of his electric speed, and they're going to be moving forward with Tua and Waddle. I actually don't think it's as stupid as I did when it happened.
So the other question, though, so Tyreek will be 30. He won't be 31 until next year. So
I mean, at a certain point, you start thinking Tyreek's skills have to diminish, but they haven't yet. And then what if Tyreek Hill's like DeSean Jackson, where he's just fast forever?
Well, he could be, and he could be better than Jaylen Waddle. Very, very.
He is better. Right now, he is. Correct.
But he could continue to be better, and so you're letting your more dynamic, explosive player walk? I just don't think they're going to be able to pay them both. But it's interesting to me. I think by paying Waddle, they decided they aren't going to be paying Tyreek Hill again. And so that's curious. I'm also really, I think it's really interesting what San Francisco is going to ultimately do with that situation. In Dallas, they're going to have to pay CeeDee Lamb, obviously. They don't have much. So, I mean,
can you pay CeeDee and Dak?
Well, they're going to let Dak.
Dak and McCarthy on a contract here?
I think they're going to have Dak and McCarthy on a contract here. Yeah. Congratulations to Seth Ryder. Do you know who Seth Ryder is?
I do not.
He is a Memphian who has been chosen to represent the United States at the Paris Olympics. That story in the Daily Memphian. Two men competing for the United States in the triathlon.
Okay.
And one of them is Seth Ryder, who is a Memphian. And we're going to start having that. We're going to start seeing a lot of Olympic stuff coming into view. And honestly, will be sort of fun to watch this summer when we're at a slow season in Memphis sports.
I think my MUS guy Harrison Williams.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
We've not had the Olympic trials, correct?
Track and field trials
right.
have not happened.
So he's got a chance.
He's a decathlete.
Yes,
he's one of the world's best. We'll for that as well. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They are back to their regular schedule. Drew Hill will join them on at 11:25. Jeff at 1:25. Also, Fade Brad pick in a bonus pick during the second hour, so you won't want to miss that. That's been free money for all of the Fade Bradders out there. Eric Houston, Jason Smith, join us on Gene Otter and Jeffrey. It is Thursday, so that means Jeff will join Gabe as well.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Good to be back. I'll be back tomorrow. For now, work's done.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about new Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99.
Restrictions apply.
The Frame Corner is your place for all your sports and memorabilia framing. They specialize in making that winning photo, special sports moment, or any of your sports collectibles into a prized possession you can put on display. Since 1975, the Frame Corner has been Memphis premier framing experts. So bring those sports memories to the Frame Corner and let them turn it into something special. The Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue in Memphis. Call 682-9901 or visit framecornermemphis.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kathy Thurman Edwards, and I understand your frustration with rising costs. Call 901-767-7744 and let us help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
This is the story of the one.
As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and daydreaming.